This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for multiple development projects worth 4,000 crore rupees at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok today. He also announced 6 cricket academies for the Northeast region. He launched the projects at the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi described the Northeast as India's Ashtalakshmi and emphasized on government resolve of Act East, Act Fast.
नॉर्थ ईस्ट ये हिंदुस्तान की अष्टलक्ष्मी है, इसलिए हम एक्ट ईस्ट की पॉलिसी पर तो काम कर ही रहे हैं। हमने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लिए एक्ट फास्ट का संकल्प भी लिया है और इसलिए एक्ट ईस्ट एक्ट फास्ट आज भी यहाँ हजारों करोड़ रुपए की सेजा परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण और शिलान्यास हुआ है। इनमें रोड, पावर, टूरिज्म, हेल्थ, education, har tarah ke project shamil hai.
The Prime Minister described Sikkim as the heaven of the East and highlighted the state's vast tourism potential. He said the government is giving top priority to improving infrastructure and connectivity in Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. He will reach his parliamentary constituency Varanasi this evening and participate in Mahila Sammelan, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. Our correspondent reports the event will witness the presence of women in large numbers from across the region.
Every nook and corner of Kashi is decorated to welcome the Prime Minister for the event. Women from various walks of life, including doctors, social workers and homemakers, are expected to attend the Mahila Sammelan being organized Banaras Locomotive Works Ground in Varanasi today evening, during which non-passage of the Constitution Amendment Bill related to Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is likely to resonate. The event is being planned as a women-led program, with party workers from the women's wing handling all arrangements at the venue. Also, women police personnel will take the responsibility of the security of the event. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Varanasi.
The Prime Minister will also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra this evening. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called for a unified front to tackle terrorism, separatism and extremism by eliminating safe havens and rejecting any political exceptions. Speaking at the SCO Defence Minister's meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, he asserted that the sight of state-sponsored cross-border terrorism, which attacks the sovereignty of a nation, must not be lost, as there is no place for double standards. Remembering the victims of the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Mr. Singh said during Operation Sindoor, India demonstrated its firm resolve that terrorism epicenters are no longer immune to justifiable punishment. He added that terrorism has no nationality and no theology, and nations must take a firm and collective stance against the menace. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said India must align its transport systems with global benchmarks to provide safe, efficient and comfortable travel experiences to its citizens. Addressing the Bus World India Conclave 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari said the focus of the transport sector in the country is no longer limited to cost but has shifted towards quality and comfort. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, laid the foundation stone of Google Cloud India AI Hub in Visakhapatnam today. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister said the country is moving into large-scale electronics manufacturing, semiconductor production, advanced chip design and artificial intelligence technologies. In Gujarat, counting of votes is underway for the local body elections. As per the initial rounds of counting, the BJP has taken a lead in the local body elections in the state, winning over 3,750 seats so far out of more than 9,200 seats. In IPL cricket, hosts Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.